The U.S. is taking names and making a list. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll find out who's on that list and why. And Nepal's approaching 1 year since its devastating quake. Plus, it's World Malaria Day today. Got a busy few minutes ahead. Our first story today, the United States recently released this year's list of countries of particular concern. It's known as the CPC list, and it allows multiple policy options to promote religious freedom around the world. While this year's list features some overdue names, it also left out Iraq and Syria. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA.
Typically, this list is more about human rights violations that come from governments rather than outside agencies.
So, since ISIS and the 43 groups that pledge allegiance to it don't actually count as a government, Iraq and Syria were left off the list. But what used to be the norm is changing.
It's not governments that are the number one driving force anymore. It's Islamic extremist groups. And so we have to recognize they're the ones causing the human rights violations. They're the ones causing genocide. And the change our definitions accordingly.
And despite persecution and violence, the gospel has been spreading like wildfire. Naturally, there are probably a few questions you have that haven't been answered in this story. You'll find the answers at missionnews.org. Speaking of concerns, Nepal's had a lot of them, most of which were triggered by the earthquake that happened a year ago today. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says after that quake,
we kind of identified areas that nobody else was working, and we chose those as our impact areas. We mobilized volunteers from overseas. We connected with the local church.
And there have been incredible results. But the quake was just one tragedy that hit.
In the midst of responding to the earthquake, of rebuilding their infrastructure, rebuilding the country, they also dealt with this huge political issue.
The government and the Constitution flip-flopped. The result? A major blockade depriving people of necessities for months. And yet, over this trying year, BGR has seen the church stay strong.
Seeing the church in Nepal step up and begin to minister to folks in need in a way that shows the love of Christ and then facilitates them sharing the truth of Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It's World Malaria Day. Did you know that Haiti is still one of the few strongholds where malaria still runs rampant? Debbie Lambert runs Blessing International's mobile medical clinic for orphans. And with the start of rainy season,
we're starting to see many more mosquitoes. And of course, with that, more malaria, more of every kind of mosquito-borne illness.
Overcrowded orphanages are particularly vulnerable to malaria spikes because many can't afford the bed nets or medication. And right now, Blessings is offering a solution. See, anybody who orders jewelry through Blessings partner, Kairos 10, will not only be providing a treated bed net for free, but also a full course of anti-malarial medication.
Currently, I'm in need of about 300, but soon I think we're going to need up to 1,000. The Orphan Medical Clinic Project is a new program, and it's one that's growing. So as we see more kids in more orphanages, of course, that's going to be a big need for us as well.
And behind this, Haitians who live the words of Jesus in caring for the orphan and the widow. And know who else has big goals? InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. Over the last 10 years, they've seen extraordinary works from God. There's been a 172% increase of students who found Christ with InterVarsity's guidance. As the end of the school year gets closer, InterVarsity knows that with your prayer and their week-long chapter camps, God will continue to draw students to Him. And as you pray for InterVarsity's camps, would you also be praying for those who don't have clean water? Doesn't sound like a big deal, but did you know that nearly 900,000 people, mainly kids, die from disease related to drinking unclean water? Global Aid Network is trying to remedy this with filters, wells, and more. GAIN isn't just providing the physical water, but also the everlasting water of Christ. And you know where I'm going to send you to find out more details, missionnews.org. Did you know that the deaf are one of the world's largest unreached people groups? With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. Get your kit by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the banner. I'm Ruth Kramer.